Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. We are kicking off the third hour here. We have time for you. If you want to join the show, the number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Nobody.
And Chris. You can join us online anytime you want. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have there. We have feeds, by the way, an RSS feed, a.k.a. the podcast. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find a link to that there. You can plug that feed into any old podcast client that you like.
Because it's really simple syndication.
That's what that stands for. And that will get you the latest episodes of Free Talk Live as they are released right onto whatever device you would prefer them to be put onto. You can also use the links that you'll find at feeds.freetalklive.com to some of the major platforms that we're on, like iHeartMedia, Spotify. There's some other ones there, too.
You can even feed the bears.
I'm not sure about that. But there is a new Cocaine Bear movie that came out. I've heard
that. Serious? I thought that was a parody.
No, apparently it's a real thing. I have not seen the trailer, but I've heard that it's really entertaining.
Wow.
So I mean, we're getting some.
I mean, I can't think of anything more entertaining than a bear on cocaine.
But killing people, apparently.
Well, they would do that.
Yeah. Okay, back up a moment. What happened?
It's apparently
when I was on cocaine, I have the urge every once in a while, and I'm such a sweet guy.
Is somebody feeding bears cocaine?
It's apparently based on a true story. But I don't know anything more than that.
I think somebody like dropped cocaine out of an airplane, like kilos of it, and the bear found it.
Oh, and they ate it, and they got it.
But I didn't think it was a real movie. I just thought somebody thought this was a crazy. Wow.
Yeah, interesting. It's apparently in theaters.
I got to go to YouTube and watch the pitch meeting for this.
There you go. Phones are open here. We're going to continue. There's more on the national divorce. We shared with you what Marjorie Taylor Greene was saying about it. And then TheWeek.com has a response asking, is America headed for a national divorce? And what would happen if the country were to divide itself? But first, let's talk to Joe. He's in Maryland. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, Joe.
Yeah, hi, Ian. Hi, nobody. Hi,
hey.
Chris.
What's on your mind?
Hi.
What's up?
Yeah. First of all, thank you for the show because you got to keep opening up people's eyes.
Sure.
And what they want to do is they want to round us up and they want to hurt us all in one place. They want you not to be able to travel more than, you know, like 20 miles from your house, and they want to treat you like cattle.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
And if that's what you want, then go ahead and kowtow to them.
Mm-hmm.
But it's done. They've broken everything, like that lady you're talking about in Georgia. She wants a divorce. Now, it's all got to be separated and let the people, you know, get together and run things in their own states or their own little areas and stuff like that.
Yeah, that's the part she just doesn't understand is if you're going to have a national divorce, that is a complete break off. There's not going to be some federal government control over those territories anymore. She seems to think she's going to be able to have the federal military enforcing the drug war still in this national divorce, and it's like that's not how this is going
to. Ain't nobody got time for that. She wants to have her country and eat it too.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's interesting because it's not like if it was actually independent, I suspect the country of what, Georgia, would still have a military. It's just she wouldn't have the whole United States military.
The National Guard.
Right.
Yeah. And if they want to form their own little navy, then they can do that too.
And they could even team up.
Oh yeah, they
Georgia's got a coast. They could also team up with other new independent countries if they wanted to. Just like every other country can team up with other countries, and they often do.
Joe, go ahead. Any other thoughts?
Yeah, well, you know, like you guys are talking about, you know, being free and Maine and stuff like that. You're not talking about killing anybody. You're not talking about bombing people you don't know who have different color skin.
I only bomb people I know. I consider that a very intimate act.
Like I said, the whole thing is broken and it's horrible because right there in Ukraine, they're killing everybody, and then we're giving them bullets to kill people. Does that make sense?
It apparently makes sense for the military-industrial complex, but for the rest of us, no.
For the people on top of the pyramid, Ian, on top of the pyramid, and we're on the bottom of the pyramid, and all we are is just cattle or cannon fodder.
You got it, Joe. Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing you. We continue here. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live. What's your name?
Hey, this is Frank from Michigan. How you doing,
Ian? Frank, what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, I want to talk a little bit about the show and the history of the show, if that's okay, the Free Talk Live show. Is that all right?
Yeah, go right ahead.
I'd love to hear that. I know nothing about it.
Ian's the expert, obviously. So I was trying to think, what year was it that you moved from Florida and started in New Hampshire, like 06, something like that?
Yeah, we moved, migrated here for the Free State Project, which for listeners that may be new to the show is the most successful and amazing libertarian migration on the planet. That's why we moved from Florida to New Hampshire in 2006. That's correct.
Okay. Yeah, I think I started listening around 08, a couple of years after that.
Nice.
And do you know off the top of your head how many radio stations currently carry your show live for 3 hours from 7 to 10? Would you have that information?
No, I don't have that information handy, but if you wanted
to... They're not all in this time zone, so only a narrow slice of them could carry it live from 7 to 10.
If you really wanted to find that out, you could go to our affiliates page at affiliates.freetalklive.com, and then we have the full list of the 175-ish radio stations that are there and the times on which we are carried in their particular time zone. Some stations carry the show live. A lot of them do what they call in the business delay broadcast, meaning that they record the show. And they're not live.
I got you. So that's on that affiliate page. I looked it up yesterday. I was going to see if you were anywhere in the Saginaw area, Michigan, but I didn't see any stations around
here. Back in the day, we were on WSGW, I think, if I recall correctly, but it's been a long time if that was the case.
He never forgets a radio station.
Yeah, I'm pretty good at that.
That's a local popular AM station here so probably was. All right, gotcha.
But you can always call them up if we're not on your local talk radio station. You can always call and or email the program director and tell them you'd like to hear Free Talk Live. You know, sometimes hearing something nice from a listener can move somebody in the right direction. You never know.
Gotcha. And Mark, I know Mark moved out of the country, but is he still part of the show technically?
He's not really out of the country. He's kind of just around wherever different parts of the world. I don't know where he is in any given moment, but he kind of moves between Florida and Honduras mostly. But I think he recently went on a cruise and he's been to New Hampshire in recent months as well. So he kind of just floats around and does whatever thing he's doing.
He's like the Wile E. Coyote of liberty. He's always got a new scheme where he's going to strap an Acme rocket to his back and get free.
That's kind of what he's doing. That's what he's been doing for most of the last decade now at this point. But I hope he can make it work. He's got this plan in Honduras on one of the islands to have like a kind of a beach paradise, I guess, where people can come and possibly live. I'm not sure how,
well, if they come and die, it won't be much fun.
You might die there, too, if you spend enough time. But, that's an interesting proposal, and I hope it works out for him.
So is he completely divorced from you, Ian? Are you guys still partners?
No.
Is he out of the show? Sorry.
No, he's not out of the show. He's just kind of too busy to do anything. He was actually on this week. He was on Wednesday night. He came into the show late, but he was on for the second and third hours.
Okay. I'll have to pull that up on the podcast. I always liked your interchanges with Mark. You guys had a good banner going back.
Yeah, So. You'll probably hear him next week as well. I know that Ari is going to be out Monday and Tuesday and Wednesday, so I think we're going to have Mark in on both Monday and Tuesday. So you'll get more Mark.
Gotcha. All right, that's all I got tonight.
There you go, man. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate it. We continue here. We got TJ the Spy on the line.
Hey, TJ,
my favorite spook.
I presume Colorado on the. By the way, he's on our SIP line, which almost is exclusive for TJ because hardly anyone else uses it. But it is there if you ever want to use the SIP line.
How do you talk to a SIP line?
It takes a few steps, but you can make it work. It's actually relatively easy, and so we've made it even easier than before. There's an updated set of instructions that you can just go to sip.freetalklive.com, sip.freetalklive.com, and it'll give you a step-by-step.
Yeah, it's like an email address you enter now. It used to be like you typed in a number. So you can't do it from like a normal phone, but
yeah, it's an internet-only kind of thing. TJ, what's up?
Well, I just was calling to tell you, brother, I took a inspiration from nobody, and I finally got my name changed to TJ the Spy. The judge signed off on the order, and I
published
the
notice. Wow. Congratulations.
Thank you.
What does it cost
kind of ironic.
In Colorado?
In Colorado, it was $50 for the fingerprint cards,
okay.
$50 for the background check fee to make sure you're not a convicted. Yeah, you can't be a convicted felon.
Wow.
I'll say without judge's consent. So, like, the judge will have to know whether you're a convicted felon if you want to change your name in Colorado.
That was not an issue here in New Hampshire.
Yeah.
No.
There's no background check here. There's no fingerprinting process here. So what else did you have to pay for?
We support your right to keep and bear names.
Yes.
I do realize it's ironic as a libertarian asking the government for permission and paying out the wazoo for all this. It was $88 court filing fee.
Okay. That's 110 here.
$175 newspaper publication
fee. Oh, my God.
Wait, really? What's the point of changing your name if you have to tell everybody you changed your name?
Well, you got to publish it in the Denver Post.
Right.
And, you know, and then the
judge. It's just money for the people in the newspaper business at that point.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
All right,
of
what else?
Of course it is.
So you got 50, 50, 88, 175, was it?
Yep.
Okay.
And that was more or less it, you know, and just throw in maybe $50 in postage here and there for, you know, sending.
Wow. So over $330, $340 bucks for this thing?
Yeah, something like that. I'd say like, you know, 15,
Damn.
20 hours of my labor.
Right. So then all the running around and the filing and the hoop jumping. And then finally they had a court hearing for you where you had to attend?
Yes. I was a virtual hearing and I raised my right hand and the judge was curious to know like why I wanted to change my name to TJ the Spy. And I made him laugh a few times and. Mm-hmm. You know, I said, well, I'm doing it for a sense of humor, and I think it makes people laugh, and I was a spy for the U.S. government, so kind of like, you know, and I talked about my friend Nobody, who changed his name to Nobody so that he could run for governor, and so...
You're inspirational, anyway. Nobody.
Gotta like it.
So, and I also
TJ, just a clarification, are you TJ the Spy Cleveland or just TJ the Spy? Because you are married
TJ
to...
TJ is my first name, middle name is V, and the last name is Spy, S-P-Y.
Okay, all right, and your husband is supportive, I take it?
Well, he said that I'm being goofy, and he will not partake in this...
He's been partaking of your goofy for years.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
considering
funny.
Considering I've had, this will be my seventh legal name in my since birth. Wow. You know, so I've had seven legal names over the course of my lifetime. Every few years I get a new one and file for a name change and start life over as a totally new person.
Well, you can save like 15% on your car insurance by moving to New Hampshire.
Yeah, a lot more than
I'll
that.
I'll do that. You know, James might be willing to come back to New Hampshire.
Oh,
he's had his nose.
I miss you guys.
Once he's had his nose surgery. So... He has a inflamed
turbinate. Oh, and now he can smell Colorado?
Yeah.
Wow.
No, he has to have, like, that's why he was so grumpy when he came to the trial, is because he was tired and his nose was inflamed, so.
I couldn't tell
he
was
grumpy. It's hard to be happy when your nose is on fire.
Yeah, I couldn't tell he was grumpy. He seemed to be fine. But then again, you know, I don't have to live with him. So
he's a joy to live with. Thank you so much for sending him into my life, Ian.
Well, I have lived with
James. We didn't intend for you to take him out of the state. He's just on loan.
Yeah.
Stolen.
No, that's great. I really hope that you guys can come back here. I mean, there's no better time than now to get more people here into New Hampshire. It's just so much is happening.
Yes, and just so you know, the NBC Boston has just released seven parts that's about 13 minutes each, seven yes. episodes about the Free State Project. So
yeah, did you like it?
Watch.
Did you enjoy
I
it?
I did like it. I enjoyed it. I thought it was very favorable to the Free State Project, and you're in there, and I'm in there,
yeah.
so...
Yeah.
You know, we'll
oh, yeah, you're coming up, I think, in a later episode, would be my yeah. guess.
Was he not in there already at some point? I feel like
I don't recall.
I feel like you were in there, maybe I don't know, somewhere in there.
Were you in the first seven episodes?
Like, maybe it was just a picture or something.
I was not, because I was not at Porkfest.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Yeah. Hmm. It's going to be later. It'll be the...
Have I been screen time yet?
I think you have. Okay. Yeah, I think you've been in there.
Nice.
All right, TJ, anything
I'll
else you want
to... I'll definitely have to watch it then.
Nope, right? That's it.
You got to support the actors you love.
Thank you, TJ, for the call, and congrats on the name change. That's a big deal. And by the way, if you want to do something like that here in New Hampshire, it's $110 the last time I checked.
To do the documentary?
A name change.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and it's one court. You go to the probate court. Actually, I don't think you have to go to the probate court. I think it's all online now. Bonnie did hers recently.
Wait, really?
Yeah. I was surprised because I told Bonnie, oh, yeah, you're going to have to go down to the court. Well, and then she went to the court. That's what I told her you had to do. Yeah. And then they told her, nope, you just do it online. And then I don't even know if there was a court hearing
that's
in New Hampshire now.
Interesting because...
The COVIDiots actually improved something.
That's yeah, true. It's interesting because when nobody did the name change... There was only like one question that they asked, yep. and it's like, "Are you doing this with criminal intent or something?"
Yep.
And what was your response? What was your response? Do you remember? It was hilarious.
I'm pretty sure I said no, and then she said, "Could you tell me why you're doing this?" And you don't have to because it's not one of the questions, mm-hmm. but can you tell me why to do this? I said, "Well, you know, it's like half activism and half performance art."
That video, I believe, is on the Freekeen Odyssey channel. So
good, because I don't remember what I said. I'll have to look it up.
Yeah, I think performance art was what you said. And it was like you basically had it spot on, and I just thought it was hilarious.
Yeah, it was pretty fun. Well, it was fun then, but you got arrested the first time you went in to try to change.
Yeah, that was
that wasn't as fun.
I forgot about that.
And then I got arrested. I spent 2 days in Valley Street, which is, you
awful.
Know, 100 miles or however miles, many miles away. It's like 50 miles away. Yeah. Then they just kicked me out on the street, and they were like, okay, you can go. Go where? How can I go? Luckily, I had a friend there to drive me back to back to Keene, but otherwise I would have been stuck in Manchester.
Well,
with no
luckily,
money.
There's the Free State Project. I mean, it wasn't luck that you had a friend in Manchester.
Yeah, I moved close to the people that you know, can tolerate me.
Right. Good chance that any city you're in New Hampshire, somebody knows who nobody is.
You might still get kidnapped here, but there'll be a friend when you get out.
There's a good chance of that. Yeah, for sure. And that's again, this whole point of this migration to New Hampshire is to shore up our numbers. We don't have enough liberty-minded people anywhere else. And that's one of the interesting things about this documentary from NBC Boston is they interview the haters. They interview the statists. They interview the people that hate the Free State Project, and they hate the fact that New Hampshire was the chosen destination for the Free State Project because, as one of them admits...
They hate us for our freedom.
Yep.
as one of them actually admits in the documentary, he says, they're going to keep coming. He knows that this movement is only just starting and that there's more on their way. There's at least three that I'm aware of coming right now, this weekend, moving here to New Hampshire. And those are just the ones that I heard about.
Every year for the last 5 years, we've had record numbers of people moving. So, you know, we've had record numbers of new or additional reps. Right.
State representatives.
Additional state representatives getting elected. You know, it's not like we're just, you know, we're maintaining the status quo of we got 10 reps every year. No, we're going from 10 to 11 to 12 to 13 to 4. Well, we're up to like 50 or so of people who are Free Staters who explicitly moved for the Free State Project, not including others who are libertarian who already lived here.
They don't all vote the way that we might want them to. They don't all put forward the most principled bills, but they're still playing the game.
Up to 100 for sure.
And you'll start to see that shift, I think, when there's, you know, 100 of them and 150 of them, right? Because as we start getting closer to 200, which control the state house,
we might end up having the opposite problem of people going with the status quo. Well, now they're going with the status quo, and the status quo has changed to libertarian.
That's
so,
a really good point.
We might be going too extreme.
Well, there is a lot of bandwagon effect in life and in politics. Because, you know, most of the half of the people that you meet, exactly half, are below average, you know. Mm. And so how did they survive? How did they get through the evolutionary gauntlet? Well, they just found somebody who looked like they knew what they were doing and followed them.
Yep.
And if they guessed right that this person did know what they're doing, they probably survived. And they didn't drink out of the puddle of antifreeze, and they didn't eat the mushrooms that you're not supposed to eat. And the other guys just followed around and said, well, he seems to be not dying, so he's got it down.
Get ready for dirt roads, guys.
What do you mean?
If we go too far in the libertarian direction, we won't have any roads. There won't be any funding for roads. So get ready for dirt roads, guys.
Yeah. I don't even think they trotted that one out in the documentary yet, the status.
Yeah.
I don't think they even went there. They did suggest that there wouldn't be any parks anymore at one point.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, if somebody wants to operate a park, they want to operate
and
a park?
They will, because people love parks.
People like parks.
And they will donate to the parks.
For sure.
Yeah. No doubt about it.
I mean, once they don't have to pay to blow up Iraq, which most people don't like.
Right.
Yeah.
So we continue here. Sarah is on the line in New Mexico. Go ahead, Sarah.
Have you guys ever heard that drinking soda pop could lead to baldness in men or something like that? I heard it on KKOB and... Aren't you guys afraid of...
Well, that explains a lot.
That's not possible.
Nobody says as he raises his Mountain Dew jug
to my bald... I don't know if I can say bald-bedded head.
You may be onto something. Now, Chris is drinking Monster. Does that count, Sarah?
Oh, for sure.
Drink?
I'm thinking if they were just being silly, those guys, Strauss and all them, and the, whether it was like a medical, a scientific backup behind it.
Because Ben Franklin used to drink a lot of soda.
Sarah, let me stop you for a second and just say it's almost certainly hereditary. Mm-hmm. My father had it, and he certainly was not a heavy soda drinker. So, and there's a history on both my sides of my both families.
Your mom was bald too?
Not with the women, but with the men. There were on both sides of the family a lot of baldness.
Well, it's probably not the best thing that you can do for your health in general, but yeah, I think you're right, Chris. There's a lot of evidence that it just kind of runs in the family, right?
When you compare it to nuclear war, though, soda's great.
Good point. Sarah, thanks for the call tonight. The number here is 603-283-6160. You can join the show. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. TheWeek.com has also been paying attention to this Marjorie Taylor Greene and her opinion.
Now, I haven't seen that in writing. Do they spell that W-E-A-K?
They might as well.
Okay.
But we'll get into their opinion here on the national divorce. Is it possible, and what would happen if the country were to divide itself? You can also call in and bring up whatever's on your mind. You can join the show here. This is Free Talk Live, and the number is 603-283-6160.
That would be a great... Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Rare snow is falling in Southern California's high country, and there are blizzard conditions reported in the higher mountains. Blizzard warnings cover parts of Santa Barbara, Los Angeles, Ventura, and San Bernardino counties. In Northern California, there's more to come in the weekend forecast.
I'm afraid we get a bit of a break on Saturday, Sunday, but we get another round of heavier snow coming up Sunday.
Millions of Californians also under flood watches and wind alerts. Former Vice President Mike Pence says he's nearing a decision on whether or not to run for president. Earlier today, Pence said he'll make a final decision by the spring about whether to throw his name in the ring for the Republican nomination. President Biden has no plans to visit the site of a toxic train derailment in Ohio, but he will travel to Virginia Beach next week. The White House says he plans to discuss how to protect access to affordable health care. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Time for you. If you want to join the show, you can. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. We talked earlier about the Free Talk Live AMPS program, which stands for Advertise, Market, Promote, and Support. It's a way for you to get behind what we do here, but some people don't really care for Patreon, understandably. It's a, you know, yet another centralized credit card processing company. They have their political viewpoints. Maybe they don't disagree, you know, maybe they don't agree with us. Maybe they'll cut us off at some point.
They're not as bad as Go Fraud Me.
Nope, they're not. we're okay there so far, but, you know, our time might be limited. Who knows? You never know when they're going to cut you off. Something that just happens. And so you have an alternative. If you would like to support Free Talk Live, you can do it through Odyssey, which is our primary streaming platform. You can go to our Odyssey channel at video.freetalklive.com and then just click the join button at the top of the channel there. And as long as you're logged in, and it'll help you log in if you aren't yet, once you're logged in, you can just pop your credit card info in and boom, you're good to go on a monthly basis. You can do $5 a month. You can do more than that if you want to. And we already have a few people who've signed up on Odyssey. So again, if you're not that interested in supporting Patreon, you can support Odyssey because they actually take a much smaller cut than Patreon does on their platform over at Odyssey. And so we get even more of your donation. In fact, we get the full amount of your donation because Odyssey's fee is actually added to it. So if you do $5 a month, it'll actually come out to like $576 or something like that because they add the credit card processing fee and the very small fee that goes to benefit Odyssey to that. By the way, I did hear Odyssey announce that they are getting rid of advertising from their platform They tried
really?
It. Yep, they tried it, and I guess there was enough pushback to where it just wasn't worth continuing. So Odyssey is supposedly, I don't know how soon, but it sounded like soon, going to be scrapping the ads from their platform. Huh. They're saying, please buy their premium subscription to support Odyssey. So obviously when you buy the subscription for Free Talk Live at video.freetalklive.com, the bulk of that goes to Free Talk Live. A little bit goes to Odyssey. But Odyssey has its own premium subscription service for, I think, like $3 a month, I think, to support their platform. And I don't know offhand what the perks are when you do that, but I'm sure you get some perks.
Yeah, now I'm kind of curious. I wonder if there's content. Like, I wonder if they're – I'm kind of curious now. Are they kind of trying to go sort of in the direction of, like, I don't want to say premium television content, but I'm wondering if there's something
– They don't have that kind of revenue. If
that's what I'm figuring.
You get access to early access and exclusive access to features, and that's about it. I mean, it's just a way to support
the $3 a month. I wouldn't expect much. Don't get me wrong.
It's just a way to support what they're doing there. And if you like Odyssey, the fact that they are basically hands off when it comes to the content that is on their system, then support them directly. But also, you can support them by supporting Free Talk Live.
Now I'm getting really tempted to cancel my $8 to Twitter. And
you're paying Twitter $8 a month?
Yeah.
Are you crazy? What for?
How long have you known me that you would ask if I'm crazy? Of course I'm crazy. Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm doing it too, Chris.
Really?
I'm doing the $8.
What's the $8 for?
You get the check mark.
God.
You also get, in theory, promoted somewhat, but more people see what you post. So that's what my interest is.
I don't know if I buy that.
Well, the thing is, I do buy it in that I pay the $8, but yeah, I haven't seen the difference.
I haven't either.
I'm thinking of canceling that $8 and sending it to Odyssey instead. They're more to my taste.
Yeah, they will give you a longer length of video uploads well. So normally they cut you at 2 minutes and 20 seconds, but you can have a longer, I don't know what the
bigger,
max is.
Longer and uncut. Yeah.
Purportedly, they are going to show fewer advertisements. It's like, if you're paying $8 a month, you should have zero advertisements.
Well, even if you're not on the site paying, I guess you're going to have zero advertisements.
No, I'm talking about Twitter. Twitter.
So
he was asking, what do you get for the $8 a month? And so they claim you get like 50% fewer ads. Basically, the reason I did it was because I've been very entertained with Twitter after Elon Musk took over. And I think that,
I'm getting bored with it now. My feed is kind of turned into a right-wing echo chamber, that's fun either.
Yeah, that's gross. I also feel the same way as you, nobody. I didn't feel like it was going to be a continuing thing forever. But I think that Elon Musk, he's not a perfect person. He's probably not a libertarian. He doesn't describe himself as a libertarian. But, man, that guy did some good stuff by letting those Twitter files out there.
Yeah,
and
that's true.
At least he's not rigging elections with the damn thing.
Not yet.
Yeah.
Well, give him time.
Yeah.
Yeah. All I know is I have to say is I might be embarrassed, but I have to say I'm sure we can dig up somebody's, so to speak, with me as well.
With you? Oh, okay.
Well, not literal bodies, but
some dirt, like you rigged some elections?
No, I may have used YouTube occasionally or something like that.
Well, we forgive you.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, let's talk to David in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead, David.
Don't you do a show on YouTube?
No.
No, it's completely independent.
It's own
completely
server.
We stream our own. Yeah, we have our own server set up. It restreams and everything.
David, you're on the air.
Yeah, national divorce, but because you're talking about Twitter and whether the $8 gives you more views or not, you may or may not be aware that you can pay, there's a minimum fee you can pay. You can spend as much as you want to buy views from Twitter.
Yeah, I'm not gonna do that.
$10 for one day, will give you a certain number of views, if that might possibly give you more views than the $8.
I'm generally against the idea of giving money to megatech corporations for advertising. We've experimented over the years with Facebook and Google ads on Free Talk Live, and I just felt like it was throwing money down a rat hole.
Yeah, usually advertising doesn't. My experience has also been advertising generally at best you're going to break even with, except for the free advertising, in which case you get like tons of publicity and tons of revenue, and it's so weird.
Yeah, and imagine the slap in the face that after spending however many hundreds or thousands of dollars with these companies, they then ban your account.
Right.
Right.
Mm.
Yeah.
So, it's like, why would you want to support them?
Yeah. What else?
They are rats. So it is a rat hole.
Indeed.
So National Divorce, first the part that you will mostly agree with, and then the part that you'll mostly disagree with, and this is repeating myself, but it's worth repeating. The government that we have right now is illegitimate, completely illegitimate, to the point where they need to be removed, not by voting, but by the courts. And if the courts won't do it, the people need to remove them. As directed by the founding documents of the country. And the reason the government is illegitimate and needs to be removed is because they are not following the founding documents, the highest law in the land. That's why they have to go. And as we had this conversation before, the reason we got to here is because people that came before us didn't hold the government accountable, and we've gotten this far gone. And now, so that's the part you should mostly agree with, and here's the part that you should mostly disagree with, based on my understanding of your...
It's nice of you to identify for us where you're wrong, but okay, go ahead.
go ahead.
Yeah, no problem. So I just laid out that the argument that if the highest law in the land that was established by formal means, and has been accepted for 200 and some years and has some legitimacy behind it, if enforced properly, it's my assessment that it gives me about as much protection as I can expect from any place that I would live under any organizing that it is under. And if the United States were to be disassembled, I would then mathematically expect to have less of those theoretical protections that I believe that I now have that are temporarily being obstructed.
Doesn't
by
the state government have...
If you want more protection, you can have mine. I didn't like prison.
Doesn't the state of New Mexico have a constitution?
Well, they have a constitution, but the state in the case of the state of New Mexico, like many or most or all of the states, is the state of New Mexico itself does the same thing as the federal government does, is they basically ignore the rights of the people that are enumerated.
There's no doubt that once a state is successful at seceding from the United States, they still have to deal with their state government, and as corrupt and as awful as that would be. That said, though, at least here in New Hampshire, we know where the governor lives, and we can go to his house and have a protest whatever it is they want to do.
As a recovering Constitution thumper, I used to be big on the Constitution. Mm-hmm. It was very important to me, and I've come to agree with Spooner when he says that whether the Constitution be one thing or another, what we know is this. The Constitution has either authorized such government as we have had, or it has been powerless to prevent it. Yeah. And in either case, it is unfit to exist.
Thank you, David, for the call tonight. I appreciate it. The New Hampshire Constitution is actually better, from what I can see, than the federal Constitution.
Yeah, it didn't stop them from joining the Union, did it?
No, it certainly didn't, and it hasn't stopped the New Hampshire government from being little tyrants as well. But at least they are a smaller group of tyrants. They are well within reach, and we know who they are and where they live. And I'm not suggesting, anybody do anything violent. I think that, peace is the way. But we can bring 70 people.
Collectors, birds again.
We can bring 70 people out to or more to the governor's house and make his life very difficult. And that is what we did during the COVID insanity here in New Hampshire. He was so frustrated by it, he actually sent his family away, scurrying away to some vacation home.
He went too.
He did too.
When danger reared its ugly head, he bravely turned his tail and fled. He ran away.
Yeah, and the fact is, New Hampshire's government is much smaller per capita than the federal government. The budget size of New Hampshire is very small by comparison. Sununu,
our governor is economy size though. He's pretty. He's a big guy.
Normally, he only has one agent walking around with him. Now, they brought a bunch more agents when they knew that people were coming to protest at his house. There were a lot
of... Were they agents? Could they dodge bullets and stuff?
I doubt that, but a bunch more state police agents were brought to, quote-unquote, protect him from us. Yeah. But there's a much, much smaller government here to deal with, and that's a much better situation.
Yeah, we've also been to the... Is it the Attorney General?
Yeah, we went to his house once.
Yeah, so it's state level too.
Way
so.
Out in the woods. We need an attorney general who lives in the city.
Yeah, I mean,
his
basically,
wife did not like
much
it.
Easier
oh,
to
no.
harass.
Oh, no. But basically, the point is that, we know where they are. They're here. We have access to them.
Yeah.
I mean, and...
You don't have that with the feds.
Yeah, it's just not... Yeah, I mean, they're, they're so secret, at the federal level. But not here in New Hampshire.
So theweek.com with their article, what exactly is a national divorce? And so this is their piece about this I wanted to share. The basic premise is that conservative states should separate and form their own government, according to the Daily Iowan. The Republican-led states
I'm
would
pretty secede, sure all the states already have government.
Would secede from the Democrat-led states, and the U.S. would split into two countries, similar to what happened during the Civil War. However,
at least three.
Quote, this isn't 1861 when the central point of contention, slavery, which arguably wasn't the central point of contention for the Civil War, but regardless.
I would have to disagree based on having read the documents that South Carolina and all of the other states submitted when they seceded, but go ahead.
Hmm. Yeah, I'd always heard that it was more about taxation and control than anything else. Slavery
was
one of those issues.
If it was, they didn't really mention those things much in the documents that where you would think they would have made a big deal.
Slavery or...
No, they mentioned slavery a lot.
Oh, they just didn't mention the tax stuff as much.
Right.
Oh,
right.
Okay, interesting.
So I used to believe that, too, and then having read the documents they filed, I was like, okay, I'm projecting onto them. But
anyway. More right. It was more right-wing than the South wants
you to... Well, the thing is, slavery was basically a continuation of feudalism, and they wanted to be lords.
Yeah.
Okay. But at the same time, you had Lincoln saying that he didn't really care about freeing the slaves.
Yeah. And you had Grant on the other, or not Grant, Lee on the other side saying that he wished he owned every slave in America so he could set them free and prevent the war.
Something I think that's really important to note here is that the South, it may be the South wanted to keep their slaves, but the North also had slaves, and they didn't free the slaves in the North when they freed the slaves in the South. So
they didn't free the slaves in the South when they freed the slaves in the South either. The Emancipation Proclamation took effect only where it didn't.
That's why I say it wasn't really about slavery, from the North's perspective. It was about keeping the Union together.
Yeah,
it was about slavery. It was about keeping the Southerners as slaves.
It's misleading to say that the North was fighting to free the slaves. That's not what it was about, even if the South was fighting to keep their slaves.
That's a good point. So they say that the Civil War fell along a relatively clean, demarcated North-South divider. Rather, there are some reddish states in the North, bluish states in the South, and vice versa, with purple states in between. So, quote...
What about the gold states?
They're not going to talk about us. There's only one of those, and that's New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Quote, breezily suggesting that we separate by red states and blue states makes no real sense, according to the Washington Post.
Makes a lot of sense if you don't want blood in the streets.
Well, they're saying that, we can't do that because they're not contiguous. They're disconnected from one another. So, therefore...
Well, here's a brilliant idea. If you're living somewhere where all your neighbors hate you and want to kill you, go someplace else. So, if the whole world feels that way about you, I can't help you. You're on your own.
How would it affect the country, they ask? Well, one of the most pressing issues, according to The Week, would likely be America's national debt. as Congress is currently gridlocked.
I didn't incur any debt.
Mm-hmm. In a battle to raise the debt ceiling before a looming deadline, does the debt, quote, just get defaulted on, asked the Fayette Tribune? Or does it get split up, and if so, how? Now, this is a good question, and it's a question a lot of people are going to ask.
This is a slavery-backed debt. They're saying that they're going to enslave 320 million people to pay this debt they didn't agree to, they didn't contract to, and they didn't get any of the stuff.
It's invalid.
I have a solution to the whole who takes on the federal debt.
Mm-hmm.
I think we should cut up the congressman who signed the paperwork and sell him for parts on the black market. There's a lot of money in organs.
So the continental United States can separate from there's this little part that Canada wants of the United States.
There
we
is.
Should give it to Canada. We'll separate from that part of the United States, and Canada can have what remains, which is the United States, and they can inherit the debt.
I don't think Canada wants that debt.
Well, we'll see how badly they want that little territory.
Not that badly.
What is that, the Upper Peninsula? What's the territory?
I don't even know. It's like out in Washington somewhere. There's like part of it. It's like, yeah, it's like a peninsula, and it gets cut off. Okay. Like, the line cuts it off. So it's like there's this little American territory that you could only get through Canada. Huh. There's a couple places like this, actually.
Yeah. I thought you were talking about, like, Michigan, where there's isn't the Upper Peninsula basically right next to, isn't that?
Yeah, there's a place there, too, but isn't it the other way around?
It's up the part that's next to, you know, Ohio and Illinois, and that's worse.
In Canada, there's U.S. territory there where you have to go through Canada to get to the U.S. territory. In this case, it's American territory. You also have to go through Canada. So I guess there's two examples of it.
Well, anyway, so the question is, does the debt just get defaulted on? Well, it's not my problem. And according to Matt Quartrup, who is a professor at a university in Scotland, who is the world's, according to the Texas Nationalist Movement, they cite this guy as like the world's expert on independence movements, he says that international law makes it clear that any state or whatever that breaks away from the larger nation is not liable for the former country's debt.
Interesting.
He said they actually did try to change the international law at some point to make it so that that state would be liable, and that didn't go through.
Interesting.
So that's, yes, it's on the books, apparently. Now, I can't cite the title and the verse of where that is, but at some point, you know, we might be able to get this guy on the show.
I think there's a history of this,
I don't recall the Americans being saddled with any British debt.
Good point. Yep.
Yeah, I think there's another.
Of course, we'd already made it clear that we were going to shoot them if they kept annoying us, so I don't blame them.
Well, and it's also not in the Constitution, right? Like, the Constitution doesn't say, the Constitution doesn't address secession, which means it is left to the states to decide. Uh-huh. So if a state wants to leave and say, we're going to take on some of your debt, then they can do that. And if a state wants to leave and say, screw your debt, then they can do that too. It's up to them.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way it should be. So going on here, it says, another question is, what would happen to military assets? There's only one U.S. armed forces, so how would the country divvy up these resources?
Well, they've got guns. They can decide for themselves how to be divvied up.
Does New Mexico suddenly become the world's second largest nuclear power because so many U.S. nuclear weapons happen to be stored at Kirtland Air Force Base? The Tribune asks, musing that perhaps each state would get a few warheads along with a proportional distribution of aircraft, helicopters, tanks, etc.
Thanks, but no thanks.
Well, it does ask a good question. Yeah. There is all these military assets out there. They're not just going to be dismantled easily, and likely the war hawks aren't going to want to dismantle them. So what happens to those in the idea of the national divorce?
You know, there's examples to look at. The Soviet Union broke up. I mean, it's, you know,
they
countries
did.
Can give up their nuclear weapons and some of the larger countries.
Happened?
Well, actually,
Russia took
actually,
over
Russia
the nuclear weapons.
Ended up taking the nuclear weapons out of places like the Ukraine in return for not going to war with them. Mm-hmm. And we've seen how that worked out. So
yeah. But what about like Belarus and Estonia?
Yeah, they said they wouldn't go to war with them too.
But did they end up like getting any tanks? Did they end up getting any, you know, missiles or whatever? Was there like a divvying of that went on? How did that end up happening?
I know that the Taliban got like $81 billion worth of tanks when they seceded from the United States.
So here's what I do know. With Ukraine, when the Soviet Union broke up, Ukraine got to keep their most of their weapons. It's okay. Russians.
Well, they couldn't find anybody with the balls to go and try and take them.
The Russians got there's a port in Ukraine where the Russian Navy had aircraft carrier. They have one aircraft carrier in the Soviet Union, and Russia sailed that aircraft carrier out of Ukraine because I guess it was mostly manned by, I think, Russians, and so they sailed it to Russia, but they don't have the infrastructure in Russia for it, so it's just mostly been sitting there and decaying, over the last 30 years.
Yeah. So then there's the question.
I think we should let more of our military hardware sit and decay. I think that's a great end for it if we can't,
that would be
recycle
great.
It into something useful.
Yeah, but this is going to be something people are going to be debating about. And I'm glad people are talking about it. These are the issues that people need to be addressed. And this article from the week does cite different newspapers talking about this issue. So that's a good thing. Yeah. They say there's then the question
Sarah
of travel.
Sarah Silverman has talked about it. A lot of left-wing comedians were talking about secession back in the day. And one thing I've learned over time is what the comedians were saying 10 years ago is what people believe now.
There's the question of travel. This is also a big one that comes up between the U.S. and the secessionist country. The Schengen area in Europe serves as an example of how this could play out. Cited as the world's largest visa-free zone, the European Commission describes the Schengen area as a zone that, quote, guarantees free movement to more than 400 million EU citizens, along with non-EU nationals living in the EU or visiting the EU as tourists.
Sounds like my kind of place.
This essentially allows travel between the EU nations without border stoppages. Will a New York to L.A. flight with a layover in Denver turn into the customs nightmare equivalent of traveling from Moscow to Buenos Aires via Mozambique? The Tribune wonders. The answer would be determined by the willingness of the two countries to even acknowledge one another. And I think most people will want more travel freedom. I think that's since it's such a big question with people, that indicates there's a desire for that.
And that's the thing. I'm not judging anybody. A lot of people want the government to make the decisions for them, and I think they should be free to do that. It's just they've shown they can't do it without having those decisions forced on me, so I'd prefer they didn't do it around me.
I have to say, I have a proposal for New Hampshire independence in this regard. I say we let anybody come or go as they please, and if another country wants to set up a border, let them set up the border.
Yeah, let them pay for it.
We are out of time for tonight. There's one more question here that I definitely want to talk about. Maybe we'll discuss that at a later date, because it's a big one. Is national divorce even legal? We'll get into their opinion about that at another time. We'll see you tomorrow. Online in the meantime, freetalklive.com.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877-877 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendo.